nel blu dipinto di blu.
With Dino and now Blue de Yucky Boy Blue, or De Pinto de Blue. It's a, if you had a Pinto, I think that a lot of people, when that song was popular, were just so pleased that a song was written and performed just for them. That's not true. Pinto in Italian means pizza with pepperoni. Bette Midler, Two and the Rose. Jeff Rollins, A Thorn Between a Couple of Roses, and we'll have another one coming up. With Dionne Warwick and Deja Vu, which is the old French thing. You old French, this old thing, oh, it's just an old French thing I picked up during the war. No, it's the old French song. The phrase is Deja Vu, which means already seen, which is a perfect description of that feeling we've all had. Deja Vu. You know, you walk into a room, you go, my gosh, I've been here before. Or you see somebody, you think, I know you, but I don't know you. You know, that feeling of familiarity that emanates from somewhere. Deja vu. It's kind of spooky. Tony Bennett, Too, and I Left My Heart in San Francisco. Jeff Rollins playing these great songs on a Friday.
I'm a medicine shop pharmacist.
This weekend, call in to win the DVD set of Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, the complete fifth season. All 25 episodes on 7 DVDs. Courtesy of A&E Home Video.
Great songs and great memories.
Here on your home for America's best music.
When this old world stops, everything is all right.
With the Drifters, the great Ben E. King, and Up on the Roof, everybody needs a place like that to go, a place of refuge, a place where you can go and look at the stars and get away from the hustling crowd down there on the street. And, you know, you don't have to live in the city to have your little place of refuge. I've got a little place of refuge that I go to. And the dog, he knows when I'm going to go when I get home, and I'm really kind of freaked out by life. He looks at me and says, I can tell you're going into the closet now. Yeah, that's true. That's my place of refuge, in the closet. Up on the roof, in the closet, up a tree, in the basement, doesn't matter. That's your place. Everybody should have one.
The process of electing a new Iraqi government is getting underway, and authorities in Baghdad report they've arrested three top lieutenants of the militant who's been causing the most trouble, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. U.S. Ambassador to Iraq, John Negroponte, said...
statements against the elections, the fact that his lieutenants have been recently captured would be welcome news.
Curfews are being tightened as well as restrictions on travel within Iraq. President Bush, attending today's public swearing-in of his new Secretary of State, says he's optimistic that things will go well.
Sunday's election is the first step in a process that will allow Iraqis to write and pass a constitution that enshrines self-government and the rule of law.
The election actually starts today outside Iraq. Expatriates in 14 countries are casting their ballots. Our Jim Roop is at one polling place in Southern California and has a live report.
Well, David, it's the biggest day so described in these voters' lives. They're looking forward to a new era in Iraq.
A new century will come, replace that. So most of people will leave their normal life and do their duty to their country, to their life, their family. So I hope it will turn up. Biggest thing for our country.
He says Iraqis for nearly five decades have not been able to live a normal life.
And we all hope that this election will change
all of that. Reporting live, Jim Roop, CNN Radio, Irvine, California.
President Bush headed to a resort in West Virginia, where he'll be discussing his second-term plans with congressional Republicans, some of whom are uneasy about the president's proposed changes in Social Security. Government estimates fourth-quarter economic growth at 3.1%. That's weaker than most analysts had projected. Wall Street falling behind again today. The Dow Jones Index is off more than 60 points. This is CNN Radio News.
Leanne chose a low-carb lifestyle, but she missed her sweets. Then she found Net Carb from Russell Stover.
They have been such a great help to me on the low-carb diet. I can actually have my chocolate. There's a lot of sweets out there that are catering to the low-carb lifestyle, but Russell Stover's Net Carbs are the most delicious. I just love them. Net Carb helps me stay where I want to be.
Seriously good candies for those committed to a low-carb lifestyle. Pick some up today and taste the Russell Stover Net Carb difference.
While a city slept, a mountain sealed its doom.
The mountain is fueled fire.
And in a single day, a living city.
Are we going to die now?
Became a silent tomb. The Discovery Channel presents Pompeii, The Last Day. Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific.
Latest warning to American travelers focuses on our neighbor to the south. Sergeant Dick Giuliano reports some Americans have found the going pretty tough.
U.S. officials have put Americans on notice to be careful when visiting Mexican border towns. At least 27 Americans have been kidnapped in the past 6 months. 11 remain missing. State Department officials blame increased violence to drug traffickers. There are also so-called express kidnappings in which Americans are grabbed and forced to withdraw money from ATMs.
Man who allegedly parked his SUV on the train tracks in Glendale, California, causing this week's derailment, he is facing arraignment today. Juan Alvarez with murder charges in connection with the deaths of 11 people. Pre-trial hearings in the Michael Jackson child molestation case in California. The judge is going over procedural matters before jury selection begins next week. Procter & Gamble and Gillette combining to form a giant consumer products company, the deal reportedly worth $57 billion. This is news from CNN Radio. Molson and Coors are on the road to merging. That $6 billion deal would create the world's fifth largest brewery. Molson shareholders have voted yes. Coors will decide next week. Ford is sending out letters warning that more than 750,000 of its vehicles need repairs. Our John Lawrence has that story.
Roughly 800,000 sport utility vehicles and pickups have been recalled by Ford. The automaker says the cruise control switches in the vehicles in question may short circuit and potentially cause a fire. Lincoln Navigators and Expeditions from 2000 and F-Series Super Crew trucks from 2001 are among the recalls. Ford officials say they will soon be contacting owners of affected vehicles. John Lawrence, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
Experts from several dozen nations are meeting in Thailand to discuss establishing a tsunami early warning system. United Nations reports that at least 1 in 8 children in flood-ravaged Indonesia are not getting enough to eat. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Get to AutoZone now and keep your car running right. Car trouble during the winter months can be unbearable, even dangerous. Replace your old lights and wiper blades, test your starting and charging system, and add a bottle of fuel injector cleaner to your tank. Avoid trouble this winter. Get in the zone. AutoZone. For more great deals on everything you need to take care of your car, check out the AutoZone sales circular in Sunday's paper or visit AutoZone.com starting Sunday.
My initial goal was to stick to a diet for once in my life. With Russell Stover's Net Carb, I'm able to do that while not feeling punished.
A low-carb lifestyle that includes chocolate? You bet. With Russell Stover Net Carb candies.
I love the mint patties, the truffles, and I really like the peanut butter cups as well.
Tammy knows she can satisfy those cravings without all the guilt.
They're wonderful, they taste great, and it's definitely helped me stick with my goals.
Seriously good candies for those committed to a low-carb lifestyle. Taste the Russell Stover Net Carb difference.
On Progressive Talk.
It's Friday, January 28th, and the Al Franken Show is on the air. It's that time of month again. The show's, the month's penultimate show. And before we flip the calendar page, it's time to flush the accumulated right-wing lies out of our system. Bill O'Reilly lied, Rush Limbaugh lied, Condoleezza Rice lied, and Catherine and I are wearing our debunking hats.
I thought these were party hats.
It's a debunking party.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Plus, we've got FBI whistleblower Sybil Edmonds, Iraq correspondent Anya Cizadlo, and someone named Joe Connison. Plus, our Peabody Award-winning game show, Wait, Wait, Don't Lie to Me, all today on The Al Franken Show. Welcome back, everybody. It's Friday. I'm Al Franken.
I'm Catherine Lanford.
And today is Randy Rhoads' birthday.
Happy birthday, Randy.
Happy birthday, Randy. You know, she was named the outstanding woman in the Air Force in, I won't say the year.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
I'm also not surprised.
Yeah. We'd like to welcome our new affiliate, WWTQ, Progressive Talk 680, Memphis, Tennessee. Great town, Memphis. We got to go there. We got to do...
I definitely want to do...
Want to go on the road. You know, we did...
Memphis.
We did our road tour, and we want to continue doing these. We went down to Washington, D.C., when we inaugurated our station there. We should go to Memphis soon.
Great. Don't you think?
Great town.
Come on. Think of all the musicians who got their starts there. Elvis Presley... Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, Roy Orbison. Yeah.
Roy Orbison. Tom and I did a gig with Roy Orbison.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was great. It was, I love Roy Orbison.
And you know what else has its starting home in Memphis?
FedEx. And you know how I knew that?
How'd you know that?
From the movie Castaway.
Now, see, you're so interesting because... That's not what I was going to talk about. I was going to talk about my favorite store to pronounce.
Which is?
Piggly Wiggly! Okay. At its start in Memphis.
Oh, yeah. You know, I went to Piggly Wiggly as a kid.
They had Piggly Wigglies in Minnesota?
Yeah.
No.
I think so.
I don't think so. Well, I'm sure we'll get calls.
I thought I did.
It's a southern chain, man.
Oh.
But maybe it migrated up north at some point.
I thought Super Value?
You're thinking of the Red Owl.
Oh, well, yeah, I went to Red Owl.
Yeah.
Okay, also...
Piggly Wiggly. Who doesn't like to say Piggly Wiggly? It's the world's first self-service grocery store.
Uh-huh. Tom... Really? What did they have before? Oh, okay. Tom Cruise, Gene Hackman, and the Firm set in Memphis. and the National Civil Rights Museum is there.
These are all good reasons to go to Memphis.
Well, the real reason is barbecue.
Barbecue and music.
And music. Okay, this is the Iraqi elections are on Sunday. We pray they go well. We do.
Yes.
Here. That doesn't suspend our critical judgment of our policy there. But all you can do is hope they go well. But later, of course, we will have one of our...